This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 564,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. It's more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million, and it's more than 3.2 million in the U.S. A long-expected upturn in U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West. That's according to data on the pandemic. The number of deaths per day from the virus had been falling for months and even remained down as states like Florida and Texas saw explosions in cases and hospitalizations and reported daily U.S. infections broke records several times in recent days. Scientists warned it would not last. A coronavirus death, when it occurs, typically comes several weeks after a person is first infected. And experts predicted states that saw increases in cases and hospitalizations would at some point see deaths rise too. U.S. President Trump wore masks during a visit to a military hospital Saturday. It's the first time the president has been seen in public with the type of facial covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading or becoming infected by the novel coronavirus. Mr. Trump flew by helicopter to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington, D.C., to meet wounded service members and healthcare workers and providers caring for COVID-19 patients. As the president left the White House, he told reporters that when you're in a hospital, especially, I think it's a great thing to wear.